What's up, Griff?
How are you, Bill?
I am doing spectacular. What's keeping you busy? What's the story down there in Georgia right now? It's got everybody riveted.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if there's one story that's got everybody riveted. I know that today some Georgia players will do some community work at Camp Sunshine. They go out and visit with cancer patients. I know that there's a lot of talk about Georgia's off-season training. They had a really big recruiting weekend this past weekend, and I think they sit in top five in the country in team recruiting rankings in 2020. It's the dog days of summer here as far as sports goes. And, you know, the baseball team, you know, now that the World Series is going on, I think, you know, people are still kind of lamenting that the baseball team here didn't make it out of regionals, got knocked out by Florida State. But really, not a whole bunch, honestly. I mean, I'm doing a lot of preview work on positions and things like that.
Georgia Dog on Twitter said, ask Griff this question. He's a big Georgia fan. Says, how does Kirby Smart go into Florida? And right now, four of his 13 current commitments are Floridians. And Mullen's coming off a 10-win season and a Michigan Bowl win, and he can't get one five-star.
I mean, you just look at the rosters. I mean, and Georgia's, you know, in striking distance to the national championship. And I don't think Florida's quite there yet. You know, Kirby's got some momentum. He's built some stability. If you were going to rate coaches' job security, I think you'd probably put Kirby Smart right there at the top with Dabo Swinney, right? So, you know, I think everybody wants to be a part of a good thing. You know, Georgia has a really good academic ranking. They're in the top 15 in the country. They've got a great campus. Athens is a great town. Close to Atlanta, airport that can get you anywhere in the world, and a team that competes for championships annually. I mean, it kind of sells itself. You know, Florida's had some off-season issues and lost some momentum since that bowl win. So, and Sam Pittman, what he's done with this Georgia offensive line is, I mean, I think they have the best offensive line in college football.
Griff is with us from the AJC's Dog Nation. I was looking at Tennessee, and you spent a lot of time at Tennessee with various players and some different assistant coaches. But the Jeremy Pruitt regime, you got to spend 1 year with them. Just knowing their talent, Griff, what do you think about Tennessee in year two?
I think you got to keep it, you know, reasonable as far as expectations go. I think pretty good isn't good enough in the SEC. You know, I think Tennessee's pretty good, but again, I mean, you know, they play Alabama every year. I mean, that's tough. That's just such a huge spike on that schedule. You know, especially, you know, with this dynasty that Alabama's enjoyed. I mean, it's really been a blow to Tennessee. Everybody wants the tradition, but boy, they really, it's a gut punch on your schedule every year. It's unfortunate for Tennessee. It hurts their chances. They're getting better. I mean, you know, Philip Fulmer's the AD. He's going to make football better. He's going to give Jeremy what he needs. I mean, I think Tennessee has some of the best facilities in the country. Jeremy knows how to win. He's been around winning programs his whole career. He came out of the same model that Dabo Swinney did at Alabama. I was there. You know, I covered those Alabama teams. You know, I look back at the 4 years I spent on the Alabama beat, and, you know, Gene Stallings was the head coach. Dabo Swinney was an assistant coach. Jeremy Pruitt, Freddie Kitchens, those guys were roommates. I covered those guys. I used to call Freddie every Sunday night for a series that we did at the Mobile Register. Will Friend lived in that room as well. Those three guys lived together. They were all part of that same regime. And to me, that's their base point, you know, for how it should be. Now, obviously, they learned a ton, you know, working under Nick Saban, and they've been other places. But, you know, that Alabama base of the 1990s that Pruitt came out of is sound. And Fulmer knows that. And, you know, you mix in T. Martin, now you've got some of the 1998 national championship heritage, I think is huge for Tennessee. You got a lot of guys that know how to win on that staff, Bill. But you don't have a championship quarterback. You don't have a championship offensive line. There's only one Ty Chandler. I think he's a great back, but you need more weapons still. Receiving core, pretty good. Defensively, I've got questions about their defensive line. So, you know, you add all that together and throw in a tough schedule, it's a team that should go to a bowl game, probably win 7 or 8 games.
Yeah, they're not ready for Alabama, Georgia, for sure, and I don't think they're ready for Florida yet either. Tennessee.
Well, you know what, though? Let me say this, though. Any given Saturday in the SEC, and to see, if Tennessee were to go down and beat Florida at the Swamp, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think Florida's that far ahead. I think Dan Mullen did a really good job last year. But I watched Tennessee come from 21-3 down at Neyland Stadium at halftime and absolutely dominate Florida in the second half. And, you know, and even the next year, they should have won the game in Butch's final year. They had that game win one if, you know, John Kelly drops a pass. You know, quarterback Garantano goes in there, blows a snap, end zone interception. And they should have beat Florida at the Swamp in 2017, too. So they did beat him in 2016, should have beat him in 2017. Last year, everything that could go wrong went wrong. I don't think Tennessee's that far away from Florida. I think Tennessee could win at the Swamp this year.
Griff with us from the AJC's Dog Nation. Outside of Georgia in the East, and let's say the consensus with the magazines and all the predictors out there probably have Florida too. Who would you have in the three slot in the SEC?
I like Missouri a lot. I think Missouri's tough. I think people are overlooking Missouri. I don't know what Bryant's going to do there as a transfer quarterback. Obviously, they lose a great quarterback in Drew Locke, but I like Missouri a lot. Missouri's tough, man. I mean, Missouri, you know, really would have, could have, should have two games last year, Kentucky, South Carolina, two games they really, really should have won. And that's a 10-win team if they win those games. So I like Missouri. I'm not so sure Missouri's not the second-best team in the East.
Yeah, Missouri, even those Gary Pinkel teams that won the East back-to-back, always sneaky. And they're always under-predicted, and they're, I wouldn't say always, but it seems like most of the time in their brief existence in the SEC, seems like right. They're better than people think.
Overlooked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. And they've got good line play. You know, that was a, you know, for Georgia, just reflecting back on last year, you know, covering Georgia, that was a struggle for Georgia. That was a tough game for the Georgia Bulldogs last year. And Kirby left there, you know, saying, man, we're glad to get out of here with a win. And as the season goes on, this is going to look better and better. And it was. Missouri is tough, man. They got good line play. They got a good defense. They can run the football on you. And that's the basics of SEC football. I mean, you don't think of Missouri like that. You know, they do. They seem, you know, somewhat random and forgettable in many respects, but you know, Missouri can beat you physically, and they play with a chip on their shoulder. It is amazing that they won the SECs back to back. I would have never predicted that. I was one of the bigger critics of Missouri joining the conference. You know, I still don't think Missouri fits like West Virginia would have, but you know, they've proven it on the field. They've proven they belong. They've gone toe to toe with some of the best teams and beat some pretty good programs too. I mean, Missouri's pretty tough, man. I think they're the number. I actually think they're the second best team in the East. I know Florida's going to get the attention. You know, Florida's got a big reputation. You know, and then you know, Florida, Tennessee, right there, 3-4. I don't think Kentucky can sustain. I don't think Vanderbilt can sustain. You know, this is the year Tennessee breaks that streak to Vandy.
What about South Carolina?
Yeah, they're just South Carolina. I mean, you know, you can't get excited about South Carolina. I can't. They're just, you know, the South Carolina-Tennessee game is going to be a war. It's going to be a great battle. It always is. It's turned into Tennessee's best rivalry, if you want to look at, you know, just from a competitive standpoint. And it's an important game for Tennessee to win. You know, South Carolina, you know, they're tough. I mean, we saw that a couple of years ago under the lights. They can win games at their stadium, but I just don't see them as a team that they're not explosive enough, I guess, if I'm looking at it. And I'm looking at it from a Georgia standpoint, okay? Looking at it from the team I cover, you got to be explosive to beat Georgia. I don't think South Carolina is explosive enough to beat Georgia. I really don't. And I don't think South Carolina is explosive enough to win 10 games or more. I think they're always going to be pretty good. They're going to hover between 6 and 8 wins a year. Muschamp's going to have a good defense. They're not going to beat themselves. But I don't think they have the type of dynamic athletes that it takes. From a talent standpoint, they're probably right there with Tennessee. You know, and Tennessee's on the rise, right? Tennessee's going to get better and better and better. Tennessee's got a much higher ceiling than South Carolina. I just don't think South Carolina has a very high ceiling. He's thrown a lot of legend at that position in South Carolina, right? Lou Holtz coached there, Steve Spurrier coached. Those guys are about as good as it gets, and there was only so much they could do at South Carolina, especially with Clemson having the success that they're having. So South Carolina is always going to be in the middle of the pack, third, fourth, fifth in the East, in my book.
Griff, good stuff. We'll see you next week.
Appreciate it, Bill.